His name is one from our history books, but perhaps we have forgotten just how important his role was in saving the lives of the Pilgrims. We know him as Squanto, a Native American that made 6 trips across the Atlantic in his lifetime, and a man who those first settlers said was sent from God to guide them into growing the food they needed for their colony. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
The Pilgrims set foot on this continent late in 1620. If not for the help of Native Americans living in the area, they may have all perished the following year.
As they were building the town, they often saw Native people watching them from far away, and when they would hail them, they would run away.
Nora Messier at Plymouth Plantation says that after nearly 4 months of no direct contact with the locals, one brave soul encountered them.
In March of 1621, a Native man named Samoset comes into the town, addresses them in English, and agrees to go to the local sachem, Massasoit, and bring forth an emissary, if you will.
The man he returned with was Squanto. Interestingly, Squanto had been forced to Europe about 7 years prior.
We know that he was taken in 1614 along with a number of other Native men described as being in the prime of their lives, young men, healthy men. They are kidnapped from New England and they are brought into Spain, where we believe they are sold into slavery.
Eventually, Squanto made his way to England, where he was a servant for 5 years.
He then manages to get back to New England. There are lots of fishing vessels that head for Newfoundland and the Maine coast and even down as far as Massachusetts Bay. Makes his way back to his hometown of Patuxent, only to find that by 1619, everyone is either dead or has fled to other villages.
Finding a Native American who spoke great English and could assist the Pilgrim colony was a miracle, and no doubt saved many lives.
The folks that we refer to now as the Pilgrims, they admit exactly what a special instrument Squanto was to them in those earliest days.
Squanto died unexpectedly on Cape Cod in 1622. He crossed the Atlantic Ocean 6 times in his life and was a very important part of the Pilgrim's survival. Traveling the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.